The dream of walking down the aisle in a perfect wedding dress turned into a nightmare for several brides-to-be after Taffeta and Tulle Bridal, a wedding boutique in Airdrie, closed its doors unexpectedly earlier this summer. Many local brides were left in a state of panic after a Facebook post from the business announced the sudden closure of the store due to insolvency. "It is with great sadness and a heavy heart that I have to close the business doors," stated the social media post, which has since been deleted. The statement, attributed to the business owner Marisha Khatam, went on to say she has contacted a lawyer after allegedly receiving threats and harassment. As such, she said she would no longer be answering any calls, texts, or emails. Multiple calls from the Airdrie City View to Khatam's previous phone number were unanswered before the newspaper's deadline. "I apologize to the brides that were cordial and willing to work out a plan, but there are women who are making lies and defaming my name," she wrote. "I am not a fraudulent company and have never ever put money into another business account. For all the women that are lying about this, you should be ashamed and realize how many lives you are ruining." Left in the lurch as many local brides quickly approach their nuptials, they are now frantically searching for alternative options to source a wedding dress. Shailen Leg Leung, one of the affected brides, shared her experience buying her dress through Taffeta and Tulle Bridal. She said she started her dress shopping journey in 2022, but struggled to find the perfect gown until she stumbled upon the store on social media. According to Leg Leung, the boutique owner assured her of a custom dress, creating a sketch matching her preferences. However, as the months passed, Leg Leung said she faced delays and unfulfilled promises, eventually realizing she would receive neither her dress nor a refund. "Once I sent the money, she told me I would have my dress design within 2 weeks. We went back and forth on this for a few days with things I wanted to be changed and added," Leg Leung said. "We, then, hit June, where I am starting to freak out 2 months before my wedding, messaging the owner asking questions, asking when the dress would be in." Leg Leung said she then decided to ask for a full refund, as the clock was ticking and she was still without a wedding dress. "She said she would have it to me as soon as possible," Leg Leung said. "I never received a refund, I never received a dress, and now I'm just out the money plus the money for a new dress." Another bride, Melissa Kayer, recounted a similar tale of excitement that turned to despair. Assured of a custom dress for her August wedding, Kayer said she paid a substantial amount to Taffeta and Tulle in January. However, come July, she received the news of the boutique's closure and found herself in limbo, with no refund or dress in sight. "We built the perfect dress via sketch, found and fell in love with a lace to make the dress from. We agreed to everything. Marisha said okay, all that's left is payment and it's going to cost $3,339 all in all," she said. Though she's had ongoing communication with the boutique owner, Kayer claimed she has not found a clear solution yet. On July 13, the owner reached out saying that she has possibly found a way to get me my dress, and she was going to get me the quote the following week through another supplier, which she would find a way to handle, Kayer said. "I sent her a follow-up message last Thursday, July 20, but have not heard back." Paying Back Debtorskatam's Facebook post stated that moving forward, she would be liquidating Taffeta and Tulle's inventory to pay debtors what they are owed. "Once this process is complete," she said, "brides who have a dress arriving in the next few weeks will still receive the gown they paid for. Unfortunately, businesses fail and I am living my absolute worst nightmare," she wrote. "I am sincerely sorry to my brides and their families for the stress and damage this has caused. My intentions were never to hurt anyone, only to keep a business continuing to run through an incredibly hard few years. I will do everything in my ability to make this right."